I don't normally record booze reflecting on personal matters that have troubled me throughout the day. But I've been troubled, yes, I have been troubled. Not in any great capacity. And it came down to a bike. And if anything, then cycling really should be the last thing that's going to annoy me or wind me up. The basics are, I've got too many bikes, everyone knows that anyway. And we have a strict one in, one out on the bike front rule. And the fleet's got too big, and I've been buying bikes like there's no tomorrow. So I had to sell one. And it came down to the horrid hybrid Marin bike, which I paid a fair packet for some while ago, around 2,000. I paid, it was some kind of insurance issue, and in total around £800 for it. Actually, no, this was around 2004. Getting confused with my bikes. Anyway, time to sell it. Don't use it. Either ride the Moulton or a bit of fixed wheel action. So I've been putting a few ads on Gumtree, getting a few bites, a few people are interested. But you know, recession, credit crunch, not a great time to be selling bikes. But anyway, I got one guy towards the end of last week who seemed quite keen. We exchanged a few emails and I gave him the whole spec of the bike. And we agreed to meet up this morning. Originally I had priced at 400, which I think was a fair price. I've specced up the frame, the wheels, and the lifespan it's had, and I've used comparative of the bikes that are for sale, and I thought, yeah, fair enough price. And as you normally do, online haggling, via email, he got me down to 350, and the deal was, we'd like meet up, you could go for a test ride on it, a quick spin, if you liked it, wonderful, 350, Bob's your uncle, if you didn't like it, I'd happily cycle away. So I went all the way up to Islington, again, that's not an issue, but I'm mentioning it, so of course it really is an issue, and it's in North London anyway. So up a street as well, and we met outside his place of work, which was the Royal Bank of Scotland, which again, shouldn't, and didn't really influence the way I was feeling. Not at all, not me, Surrey, no way. And he came out with a suit on, which again didn't influence my way of thinking. And we kind of talked about bikes for a bit. And I kind of just picked up really early, I detected he tried to dazzle me with bike terminology. Now, I'm no bike mechanic, but I do know my way around. You know, a bottom bracket, a crank, and what have you. And he was bullshitting straight away. So I kind of clocked him and thought, you're a bike bullshitter. But I'll go with a ride. And I took a bit of ID off him with security, and he went off for a quick spin down Upper Street, trying out the Marin. And then he returned back around 10 minutes later, sort of puffing and panting. And he said, yeah, nice bike, nice ride. Your gears are pretty cool, which I knew anyway. And I said, yeah, I'm a very keen. So I kind of said, okay, so have we got a sale? And wasn't at all pushy. And he said, yeah, we've got a sale. I thought, wonderful, great. So we went to his place of work, where there was rather conveniently a cash point for the Royal Bank of Scotland. And he put his card in. And I was thinking, yeah, 350, that sounds good. And he punched in £250, and then rather blatantly and without any kind of disgrace, said, well, here you go, there's 250. Now, bear in mind, this guy is an employee of RBS. And I said, ah, well, we seem to be a bit short here, you know, we agreed on 350. And he was really giving it to me as a carrot. He said, yeah, but you know, 250, here you go, 250, mate. And I thought, gosh. I said, no, there seems to be some kind of major misunderstanding here. We did agree on £350. And he wasn't budging. And neither was I. So I said, well, no, the deal is 350 or no bike. And he's going, yeah, you know, loads of money, here's your wad. And it might have been loads of money, but it was £100 short. So I got on the bike and I cycled back down south, thinking, yeah, North London, Upper Street, RBS, City Boy. What a cheeky fucker.